From Tidbits on May 16th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Sandvox 2.0. Corellia Software has launched a major new version of their Sandvox website creation software. Sandvox 2.0 adds more than 5 dozen new features, including a new interface for quickly choosing a basic site design, a more intuitive WYSIWYG interface, a plugin support for Facebook and Twitter, and the capability for power users to insert raw HTML, JavaScript, PHP, and other web code. Sandvox even checks inserted code for validity and standards compliance. Comment support is also now available via Discus, Intense Debate, and Facebook Comments. Sandvox 2.0 sites are built to support modern web technologies like HTML5 and offer rich interaction through JavaScript libraries like jQuery. Corellia is offering a $10 discount on new purchases and upgrades through May 20th. iPhoto 9.1.3. Apple has released iPhoto 9.1.3. According to the release notes, the update addresses only a single problem that could cause some events merged in the company's photo management software to be split back out into individual events after syncing to an iOS device. Corel Painter 12. Corel has released version 12 of Corel Painter, one of the longest-running graphics applications for the Mac. The new release comes with a number of enhancements, including much improved performance and a user interface that can be fully customized to fit each user's needs. The main new feature, however, is Painter's support for new realistic brushes, which, according to the company, reproduce the movement and feeling of traditional art on canvas when used with a graphics tablet. A free 30-day trial version is also available. Mac Tracker 6.0.1. Canadian developer Ian Page has released a maintenance update to his popular Apple hardware reference app, Mac Tracker. Version 6.0.1 includes details for the white iPhone 4 and the recently released iMacs. In addition, the release adds the capability to create personalized records of models you own directly from their entries in the app's database, the capability to import lists created by Apple Remote Desktop, and several other minor additions and fixes. Snaps Pro 10 2.3.0. Ambrosia Software's released version 2.3.0 of Snaps Pro 10, its popular screen capture software that can both take still screenshots and record video in macOS 10. According to emails sent to the company's announcement list, the update introduces several enhancements, including support for additional audio formats, better handling of multiple monitors, improved robustness of video capture, Sparkle-based auto-updating, and elimination of audio lag in lengthy recordings, along with numerous other fixes. Acorn 3.0.1. Flying Meat Software has released version 3.0 of Acorn, its increasingly powerful graphics editing app for macOS 10. The new release brings a smorgasbord of new features, including layer style, live gradients, instant alpha, and a variety of new filters, plus compatibility with Photoshop's PSD file format. The 3.0 release is followed in short order by a minor bump to Acorn 3.0.1, which comes with over 30 bug fixes and corrections. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Dolly Drive. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst. Thanks for listening.